I had a cousin whose husband taught in an upscale private school outside of Chicago. Some of the parents hired him part-time to do maintenance and lawn work on the weekends, no doubt tossing him crumbs to supplement the low salary he was paid to teach their debutantes. One of his benefactors, upon answering the front door when Fred first came to the job for hedge trimming, refused to talk to him, informing him brusquely that the help were required to use the back door, then unceremoniously slammed the door in his face. Welcome to the caste system, American style. Fred must have needed the money, is all I could figure, because he went to the back door, knocked once more, received my lord's instructions, and went to work manicuring his hedges. I know what I would have done, but then, easy for me to say back then, since I didn't have a wife and kid, a mortgage, car payments, credit card debt, and the rest. But the story stuck with me, and not just because my cousin actually had been a New York debutante and was the daughter of a vice president of a national tobacco company. Maybe she understood the perks and privileges of the rich and famous. Let her husband lick boots, that's how it works. I read today that Ivanka and Jared refused to let the Secret Service agents assigned for their protection use any of their 6 bathrooms in their upscale digs. For a time, they had a porta potty sitting out by the street for the help to use during those long waits. Of course, the neighbors took umbrage, probably what His and Her Majesty wanted after complaints that the Secret Service cars were taking up precious parking spaces in their Tony neighborhood. So eventually the agents had to locate other bathroom spots. Everything from knocking on neighbors' doors to using nearby businesses to relieve themselves. Then finally renting a latrine in a basement for $3,000 a month. I know what I would have done. Fertilize the Kushner's flower beds, but then I'm not a patriotic civil servant with a career at stake. Now am I? But I am a little weary of this kind of snobby royalty, totally lacking in any sense of noblesse oblige. Just like their papa, the guy who took a tour with the Secret Service in their SUV after testing positive for COVID. Now, I think it's time to show these folks the back door and ask them to use it on the way out. And don't come.